Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, December the 28th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Charlene Renee, I call her Charlene, and Bugsy on with me. And what we're going to be talking about is what is happening to me, folks. And thank God for this woman and her boyfriend. And thank God for what they've done, because I have radiation poisoning. The doctors think it's psoriasis. It is not. I've proven it's a smart meter, folks. A smart meter they put in my unit. I live in a fourplex, and there's several in here. And kind of like elderly people are in here. But the problem is the smart meter. It's frying me. It is actually frying me. And I found out it is it because of the skin falling off my body, radiation poisoning, all the symptoms, and because of Charlene turning me out of spirulinium that I'm taking, and it's removing the radiation. And at night, I've been flipping all my breakers off in my unit, and my hands come back normal in the morning, and the next, within an hour, hour and a half, they're cracking and peeling and all kinds of stuff, and skin's falling off me more. Now, this meter, Missouri law requires something. It's very important, and I'll read it to you. But yet, this Evergy Energy Company doesn't want to obey Missouri laws. Here's what the Missouri statutes read. I'm trying to pull it up here for you. Sorry. Hang on. Because I think anybody that lives in the state of Missouri or any other state that has a smart meter. Now, these are the meters that were causing fires reportedly in California. And even though we know a lot of it was, a lot of it wasn't, satellite, etc. There's evidence out there. But here's House Bill. First regular session, House Bill number 1175, 98th General Assembly. Introduction by President A. something, whatever his name is, Adam Crummis, Chief Clerk. An act to amend Chapter 386, revised RSMO, comma, revised statutes, Missouri, by adding, therefore, to one new section relating to the use of smart meters with a penalty provision. Now, listen to this, folks. Be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Missouri as follows. Chapter 8, 386, revised, amended, adding new section 386.825 to read as follows. As used in this section, the following term means electronic monitoring. The use of smart meters or any other technologies to record information regarding the consumption and use of electricity by individual residents. But it says electronic monitoring. A person, a state or federal military organization, a law enforcement organization, or an agency, whether local, state, or federal, a business, a corporation, a partnership, a union, association of any kind, or an individual person. Smart meter, a meter that records consumption of electricity, electric energy at certain intervals and communicates that information back to the utility for the purpose whatsoever. Utility, an electric utility regulated by the Missouri Public Service Commission under Chapters 386 and 393, a rural electric company regulated under 394, a municipality, a municipal utility, or any other utility, whether authorized or unauthorized by Missouri law, that sells electric power to end user individual residents within the state. No utility shall collect, store, use, or sell, or give, or transfer by any other means any other person the content of records obtained by electronic monitoring. This subsection shall not inhibit the internal use of such information by utilities for the sole purpose of billing and monitoring electric usage to comply with local, state, and federal laws and regulations governing the safe and efficient provisions of electric services to the public. In no case shall records obtained from electronic monitoring that contain identifying information relating to individual residents be retained for a period longer than 4 years. Aggregate information on power usage does not identify individual residents as consumers of electricity may be obtained indefinitely by a utility. A transfer of information or failure to destroy information in violation of section shall be a civil crime with a penalty of not less than $10,000 per violation, not more than $25,000 per violation. A second violation shall result in a penalty of not less than $100,000 or no more than $200,000. Any court or proper jurisdiction may enforce the civil penalty provisions of the subsection by granting attorney fees. A court may grant injunctive relief, including but not limited to, an order to permanently cease all electronic monitoring and conduct billing by other methods where deemed appropriate. There should be no implicit waiver of rights under subdivisions 1 and 2 of the subsection to a customer. A customer, by his or her express written consent, waive the requirement of subsections 1 and 2 of the subsection. However, no utility shall induce or entice any such waiver by the promise of any monetary gain or reduction in electronic billing. Such waiver shall be in writing, signed, and contain an explicit knowledge that the electronic monitoring records may be transferred to third parties by the utility. A utility utilizing electronic monitoring or smart meter technology on a customer's property shall disclose such use to the customer. Such disclosure shall be printed conspicuously on each utility bill and contain an explicit acknowledgement that the electronic monitoring or smart meter technology is utilized on a customer's property is not less than 1/2 inch boldface type. A customer may opt out of electronic monitoring and smart meter usage on his or her property by providing, listen folks, a written signed declaration to his or her utility which clearly states his or her desire to opt out of electronic monitoring and smart meter usage on his or her property. If a customer opts out of electronic monitoring, the utility shall then provide an analog meter for the consumer or customer at no additional charge. They're saying no additional charge. Now, Energy told me in a recorded conversation they wanted $150 in cash, folks, and to sign a waiver. And I'd have to pay an extra $50 a month in utility bill to have the analog meter. Now, here the Missouri law says if a customer opts out of electronic monitoring, the utility shall then provide an analog meter for the customer at no additional charge. It goes on to say, no utility shall induce or entice any such waiver by the promise of any monetary gain or reduction in electronic billing charges. Last, any information obtained in violation of section is admissible as evidence in a court of law within the state. If any evidence was actually discovered as a result of information obtained in violation of this section, then such information evidence is inadmissible with regards to any common law doctrine of waiver, any constitutional doctrines of exemptions to admissibility, or any local, state, or federal rules of evidence. A prosecutor may introduce evidence of electronic monitoring identifying individual residents where such information is obtained by a proper warrant that is based on the Fourth Amendment standards and state statutory requirements for reasonable suspicion involving other evidence of criminal wrongdoing. However, such evidence shall be obtained by a warrant issued prior to 1-year deadline for the destruction of such evidence mandated by this section in order to be admissible in a court of law. If any conviction is obtained at a trial by judge and jury where evidence was presented in violation of this section, then such convictions is null and void and it shall be set aside. No retrial on the same or lesser included offense shall be allowed. Period. End of the law. Now, they're saying smart meters are being used for the purpose of electronic monitoring. I believe it. That's the reason they stuck them in here. I fill this whole place up. Because what they're doing with me, I guarantee you, they are radiating me and they're using it to monitor me. Because I'm not driving to and from a nursing home any longer where they can try to assassinate me. They want to do it my home. With that said, here's what the deal is. Charlene is the one that has turned me on to the fact that I am being irradiated. We've tried everything. Everybody's tried something. I've had 6 different women tell me, you know, and one cured me, by the way. I had psoriasis. It's a vitamin D deficiency, and I take that in liquid form, and I'm fine. This is radiation, skin falling off my body. Now, I hope to be tested, without saying it, soon for the radiation poison. But I know I got it because I'm taking Spirulina and I'm healing up. I'm getting my energy back again and I turn all the switches off and my hands don't break out. I'm having to use vitamin D oil, folks. Vitamin E, putting on my hands to keep from cracking. And this is 4 or 5 times a day. Now, I'm bitching because I am a target. My website's a target. I'm a target. I'm a target of so many attempted assassinations. The average is 1 a year. And I'm getting real tired of it, so I'm fighting back. And I'm fighting back by saying, you're not going to do this anymore. I filed a federal lawsuit. I'll get back with you later on the details of things, because I don't give out my strategy. But before this is over with, I am going to I am going to win at everything I'm going to do. Now, Charlene has been a victim of electronic monitoring for a number of years. We've had too many talks regarding this and what they have done to her and what other people have reported that they have done to them, and them all being targeted. And it's because of various reasons. One is being outspoken. Two, having a radio network or a website that's popular. Being an alternative source of media or reporting something that they didn't want it reported, giving out spook information, etc. That makes you a target. I've been illegally held as a political prisoner. I've been evaluated by the government shrinks and said nothing was the matter with me, and I should never have been sent there. I've been locked up with 2,000 Iran-Contra players, at least 20 real super-duper spooks, like the Otis Johnson that's up on my site under Breaking News. You can listen to 18-minute recorded conversation where he's going back out to Brookdale. Now, he was NSA. He's talking about this is 2013, how they will have chips in the toasters to be able to monitor you. Well, how are they going to do that unless they're lighting up everybody's satellite? No, it's smart meters. Then they can hear everything. Now, this all has to be stopped. The G5, the electronics, all the things that they're doing to people to electrocute them, you need to know about a few things. And so that's the reason I got Charlene here today, and I got Bubsy, because I want them to tell you. Now, Spirulina, you turn me on to this, this removes radiation. But before we get into that, I want you to give, first of all, I'll kind of give you a background here. I feel like witching it out for a few minutes, being a bitch. The point is that she's a target because of her bloodline, folks. Her grandmother was royalty and came over here in America. And then they started, because she came here and brought what little wealth she had and moved out of a country to where you don't have any freedoms. She thought she had freedom here. She began to be targeted. Now, this is alien technology. This is alien technology I've repeatedly talked about. The alien agreement of 1952 to 2012 extended. These are the fallen angels. These are the 200,000 of them that are registered with the NSA. We have flying saucers that John Lear, my friend's dad, built, 150 of them for the government. We've had invisibility. We've had all the technology, space-time. I've known people who have gone through Montauk, the space program, and they had to have Nephilim bloodline in them, like Barbara Hartwell that was shot with alien bloodline before, fallen angel bloodline before she came out of her mother's womb. Now, she didn't explode in space-time. She went through space-time. Other people exploded, and it isn't her telling me this. I have met people that are now dead that looked at Montauk, officially dead on the records for years. I have met them. I have met so many different spooks, whistleblowers and all, after 37 years of this. And I've known 50 people killed because of telling the truth. Now, I'm mad because I'm getting cyber terrorist attacked. I'm mad because I'm being electronically monitored and I'm being radiated. And I'm mad that they consistently keep trying to kill me when I get out on the road in car crashes. And I'm sick and tired of them stalking me, certain ones that are currently There's a false charge against me. Oh, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. Why I'm being stopped, run into. It's on my website, folks. There's a battle going on in that. A prosecutorial misconduct and other things by the city prosecutors in Blue Springs, Missouri, acting as surrogates for the United States government and extension thereof. Well, I got news for all of you. You're going down. But here, I want Charlene to come on and talk about the background of what they've done to your family, including killing your brother. And I want you to talk about all your knowledge of electronic monitoring and all your knowledge of how they can radiate you because they've done it to you. I've heard the horror stories. With that said, Charlene, Renee, I thank you for coming on. I thank Bugsy for coming on. And Bugsy's going to add something, folks, that's going to blow your mind at the end of this, what China is plotting and planning. Go ahead, Charlene. Thank you for coming on.
Okay. Also, along with this smart meter monitoring, we all know if you've ever been in science class and you learn about what our bodies are, you will learn that we are electrical beings. So, yes, if you have that smart meter, they can use human body communication along with this smart meter, which means that they will radiate your skin just enough for a low level of electricity to go all over your whole body. They will hear everything you say. They will know every step you take. And you can look it up. And a lot of people call it targeting, being a targeted individual. Well, if you look up human body communication, it will describe exactly what a targeted individual is. And they use it on people, and they hurt the person's skin really bad in order to do this. Over the years, I've been a targeted individual since I was a child, and I found several things that have helped me to actually save my life. I was bedridden for about a year until I remembered my grandmother being hurt in the same way. I was being hurt. When visiting her home, I was being hit by what felt like electricity flying through the air, and it would burn my skin. I would feel a little spot on my face getting burned, or a little spot on my hand, or arm, even my legs and feet. And her house, I could always hear a constant humming coming from her ceiling. Well, of course, being a child, I thought it was coming from her ceiling. It was probably coming from above her roof. Because this is how they were targeting her. I had the same thing at my home hurting me in 2016, and it was killing me. It was killing me like it was killing my grandmother. She was only 58 when she died from ovarian cancer. I found that using childproof covers on my electrical sockets kept the electric from flying and hitting my skin. The covers are small plastic covers with prongs that plug into the outlet. For $10 to $20, you can cover your outlets in your home. And it keeps the electricity from flying and hitting your body.
Now, this is if you have smart meters like at one time you had, correct?
I did, and when I had that smart meter, it was burning my skin. I had to opt out and get a analog meter. I can still feel other things hitting me even now because I have been so sensitive to it my whole life. I got sensitized to it my whole life.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you, but even with an analog meter, which everybody should have, these are the older type meters, they still can radiate you basically because of your appliances, because of these chips that they put in them, into the TVs, into the telephones, into everything. They can radiate you in your home.
What's happening now is the dirty electricity. So I learned that I was blocking dirty electricity when I removed the plastic cover to plug something in, and I saw how dirty the cover and the small prongs were. if and so I realized then that I had, you know, this was now it's dirty electricity. Now you can get a dirty electricity filter, and it will cost you more. And they say it works because it sends the dirty electricity back to where it comes from. But also, the little plastic covers work great. And I've got a big home. I've got 3 stories here, and I have a lot of outlets. So it was more affordable for me to get those little plastic covers, and it stopped it. The only thing was, I would have to get those little covers and clean them and put them back in sometimes because they would get absolutely filthy and some of them looked boiling. And now that's how dirty our electricity is. Another thing that I went through with the smart meter and whenever I would visit with certain people in my family, it was worse. So, It was V2K, which is voice to skull technology, and I could hear radios playing in my ears. I could hear radios and TVs, and I didn't know what that was. Well, my ears were hearing all these other things, and it wasn't a mental problem. It was actually radio frequency sickness is what it's called. All right, so also they can beam your head, which is voice to skull technology, and they can talk right into your head, the people who do this targeting are very mean. This sickness is a real sickness. But most people who tell anybody, they'll say that you have schizophrenia or you're bipolar. But usually all of this starts with ringing in your ears and popping in your ears. And then they'll diagnose you with tinnitus, and then you're being diagnosed with schizophrenia because the ringing actually turns into somebody talking. And so people become very afraid if they hear somebody saying, "I see you, bitch," in your ear. And you don't know where it's coming from. So that would scare somebody really bad, and bad enough to go tell somebody. And so then that person would be labeled not a targeted individual, but a person who has major mental problems. But what it helped me was silicone earplugs, and I knew that because I had been targeted since out of the jail, and I had heard radios playing and TVs and other people talking. It sounded like people on the telephone talking. All right, so I was picking these things up. I was like an antenna to these things. And this is what happened. My skin became a type of frequency that picked these things up, and I could hear it. Like some people can hear radios playing in their fillings, in their teeth. Well, that's what was going on with my ears. So when I got older and I got targeted really bad in 2016, I could actually hear these very mean people saying, "I'm going to kill you, bitch," and "I see you, bitch," and things like that. So I knew what this was from being a child. I knew that it was because I was targeted, and they might have been talking, saying that to somebody else, not me. So I went and bought silicone earplugs, and it will block up to 31 decibels, and it stopped it. It blocked it right out. So that helped. So if you're hearing anything that's not right and you know you're not crazy, go get the silicone earplugs. That's the best ones that I have seen. They're called Decibels, Decibulls, and you can mold them to fit your ears, or you can go to CVS like I did and buy the cheapest silicone earplugs, and they are wonderful. You can use them for a couple of nights and throw them away, and they're cheap. They're dirt cheap. You can get like 20 in a pack or 16 or something like that for $5. Anyway, Another thing, because of my seizure disorder and vision disability, I wear blue blocking glasses, or epileptic glasses, to watch TV or be on the computer, or even use my phone. I've got to block the blue light and only watch TV or read through the computer for a short interval because of the flicker rate. That flicker rate, between the flicker rate and the blue light, it will cause me to have a seizure. I've learned over the years that blue light and the flicker rates can program a person's brain to do things they wouldn't normally do. And I've been to some movies, and before you ever really finish watching the movie, you're thinking, gee, I wonder if it's going to be a part two. Well, they're programming you to come back and watch part two. You know? So this is the stuff that's going on. We're being programmed by different platforms on the internet, and we're being programmed by the actual programs that are on TV. They're programming you to come back and watch again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So when you watch, you're ready the next day to watch again at the same time. It's because you're programmed to watch your clock and tune in. So,
I might add, folks, I got Charlene and Muggsy gave me a couple Christmas presents. One of them's the blue blocker glasses. And I got to tell you, Charlene, it has helped quite a bit just in the past few days that I've been using. I can tell the difference.
I'm so glad. Those blue blockers work. And if you're epileptic, getting the rose-colored glasses really, really help. You would be able to watch TV longer when you're getting ready to have a seizure.
I don't feel like my eyes are burning the way that they were doing being on the internet for a few hours at a time. Because, I mean, there's some serious stuff been going on against my internet site, folks. And I put a stop to it, and now they're in trouble. Because I know
who
they are.
There's another thing, Stu, that people need to know. Now, in 2016, when I was being targeted really, really bad, there was a time that I had stockpiled food and water, and I had everything in my house, and I was thinking to myself, well, I'm ready in case something bad happens, you know. And so this one afternoon, I go out and I cut grass. And I was a little tired, so I started to come back in the house to rest and wash my hands and get something to eat and then go back out and cut grass. Well, I couldn't get in my house because I walked up to the back door, and when I put my hand on the knob, my heart started pounding, and it was pounding so hard. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. But it wasn't from cutting grass, and it wasn't from being tired. It was from being targeted, and they were targeting me with this human body communication through my smart meter, and I realized then that if I don't get it out of here, I'm going to die. So I had to sleep in my car in the clothes that I had been cutting grass in all day. I was tired. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I had my keys in the house. So I couldn't go anywhere, but I could get in my car. So the best thing to do, if you're a target, put some water in your car. Have a safe place where you'll be able to get in your car if it's locked. Hide a key somewhere. Put some water in there. Put some snacks or something in case you've got to do what I had to do. Because I do know this, the pounding in my head and back and chest, they were going to kill me. I know that I was going to die if I had kept trying to go in hell. So eventually, I got out the car the next morning, and I walked up to the back door, and it was the same thing to pound. I opened my door, and I walked in, about 6 foot where my breaker box was, and I flipped the switch, and it all stopped. So I realized when I flipped that main breaker, my heart stopped pounding, and I was able to close my back door and stay in my house. But then I had a problem. My refrigerator was off. My air conditioner was off. My hot water heater was off. So I had to choose what I was going to keep and what I wasn't going to keep. I got rid of my smart TV. That was one of the very first things I got rid of because I was being targeted with debt. So it's been a long road, but I found a lot of really good things that have helped me. And also taking the SIM card and battery out of your phone if you can. And if you can't take that out, find a thick metal box with a top. Put the phone down in there, and when you do, the phone will disconnect from the tower and you'll have no signal. So leave it in there, it'll be 10 minutes. I used to take my phones and put them in a metal box to go anywhere. If I went to visit my mother, if I went to visit a friend, I would have that phone in the metal box so that I wouldn't be targeted while I'm driving, because they'll burn my hands, they'll burn my back when I'm driving, burn the top of my head. And so the only way I got relief was to put my phone in a metal box, and it was a thick metal box to go anywhere. And the only time I took my phones out was to use them to call somebody. It was pitiful.
Now, on these phones, all the new phones, folks, because they ruined a phone of mine. They've blown one up, caught battery on fire, and then they ruined another one here a while back. It cost me $250 to get another phone. It was ridiculous. But I got one, and about 80% of them, you can pull the chip out of the side. It's the opposite side of the buttons. It's on the side. You don't have to remove the battery, because Spooks told me what it is they triangulate off the cell phone towers. They can triangulate your location, meaning three towers triangulate. They can locate you to put a hold to you, know where you're at any time. Now, I pull my chip out when I travel intentionally, so they can't triangulate, but I also know that I'm bugged on my car. And I want to thank a friend for a Christmas present, a bug device, folks, I have now, and I can read radiation levels in my home, etc. I can also read bugs on my car, and I found a bug. And here in the next day or two, you're coming off my car, bug. They got in frame someplace, folks. That's how they hook them up. But point is I'm a targeted individual, will be for the rest of my life, being a whistleblower, have not been, they never stop once you're on their list. I'm also on the list because Super Spook Otis Johnson found out before they murdered him, and he was Casey's assistant, William Casey, CIA director, and he was also working with General Flynn to put a halt to Hell the Beast and Mueller, the criminal, and he didn't live through it, and Flynn got fired under Trump, now, because he was under a fake indictment that Sidney Powell proved later he was innocent of. Here's the point. He told me they can triangulate you. He says they off those cell towers on your cell phones. He said they have you on the list of Stonar technology, which they killed Otis with because he was on his deathbed and told me he had been hit with it. It will cause you a heart attack. It will cause you triple bypass. If you're being Stonar'd, which there's over 1 million people on Raytheon, it's called Raytheon, major defense contractor, one of our top, who operates E-Systems out of Dallas, Texas, which is the shadow government within the government. The shadow government within the government, E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, Daddy Bush. Even though he may be alive, maybe dead, maybe in Paraguay, who knows? I don't know. I haven't seen him. But the point is, Raytheon shoots 1 million people, 10 million worldwide, 1 million each night in America. Each night. And if you're on the list, which he said he saw that I was on the list as a favor because he was NSA. And he was able to see that kind of information, top secret stuff. He said, you're on the list, dude. He said, you're getting it. He said, you've been on the list since 2006. He said, there's six people in Kansas City on the list. I said, who are the others? He says, I can't reveal that. That's top secret. But he says, you asked me to confirm whether you were on it. He says, you're on it. What it does, folks, it breaks down your immune system. After 5 years, you're dead. They keep hitting you every day. You have to take magnesium, potassium, zinc, and iron. Potassium, magnesium, zinc, and iron are the things that they deplete of your body using the stonar. So I'm getting double whammy. I get hit with the satellite every night, and also I'm getting radiated with a smart meter because the government doesn't like me. But if they got you on the list, you've been a whistleblower, you're getting stonar'd most likely. Now, Jim Fetzer, Professor Joe, and I have talked about all this technology and about the radiation and about the smart meters and about the chips and everything else. This is all real, folks. We are living in a world where we're lit up like Christmas trees.
One thing that's going to help people is when they learn the benefits of spirulina. Spirulina will get this radiation out of your body. Now, this is so important.
You can buy it, folks, at Walmart for $5 over the counter, right in the vitamin section.
Right. Now, when Chernobyl, the children of Chernobyl, and I'm hoping most people know what all happened with Chernobyl and their radiation, the nuclear reactor that they had. Anyway, those children were given the spirulina, and within 45 days, they checked. Let's see, here it is. Doctors reported spirulina health benefits for children victims of Chernobyl radiation. Spirulina reduced urine radioactivity levels by 50% in only 20 days. So those children survived all of that radiation. Now, there's something else. Now, you can pick this up at Walmart. You can pick it up at you can find it on Amazon, but remember, if you have it in 500 milligram pills, then you've got to take six each day. So you've got to take enough. You've got to follow directions on the bottle. Now, something else that's really important: China has Advanced Artificial Sun Fusion Reactor just broke a new world record, okay? This was on June the 3rd of 2021. And so it says on Friday, the Chinese Academy of Science Fusion machine reached 120 million degrees Celsius, 206 million degrees Fahrenheit, and clung on to it for 101 seconds. Now, they are using this technology. All right, so again, not only China, but Jeff Bezos is back in an ancient kind of nuclear fusion, okay? And that's going to be ready to use by 2025, okay? And then there is the world's largest fusion reactor, finally begins assembly. Now, they're putting one together. They were putting it together in July of 2020. So I'm sure that thing is almost ready to go because the picture looks just about done in this article. Then we have the article, and it says, this is the first fusion power plant to generate net electricity. And that one's going to be here in the United States. It's got pressurized plasma. All right, now that article was April the 5th of 2021. And then on June 3rd, 2020, Big Boy Fusion Reactor takes on Big Boy Step. All right, so it's only that one's going to be ready in 2025. So we are going to have nuclear fusion reactors everywhere.
You're going to need a lot of spirulina and a lot of, there's going to be a lot of horrible smart meters.
because we're going to be radiated by the smart meters. And, of course, they're not going to take them out after we have nuclear fusion technology for our power grid. So we are looking, I feel the actual Bible verse in Revelations, it's 16:8. Revelation 16:8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And in Revelation it says that the earth is going to be so hot that we're not going to be able to stand it, and eventually it will burn and we will die in a polluted land. So if we look at everything that's going on, you know, we cannot survive. We will not be able to survive this. Now Buzzy has even more information, and this is very important because this is something everybody needs to hear what he's got to say.
Go ahead, Buzzy.
Yeah, thanks. I want to thank you, Stu, for having me on. And I also want to give credit to Caroline Delbert, who wrote this particular article for Popular Mechanics. I had a short stint in the commercial power industry back in the early 70s when the U.S. Navy proposed their magnetized target fusion MTF plant. I was involved in the old, which are still used, oil burning, generating steam to run turbines, power distribution. This article that we came across through Popular Mechanics that Caroline wrote, China is building two secret nuclear reactors, and the scientists are worried. These aren't your average reactors. China plans to open two nuclear breeder reactors beginning in 2023. That's only a year out. Well, 2 years out. These reactors make weapons-grade plutonium as part of their operation. Internationally, scientists are worried about what this means for Chinese nuclear weapon technology. This has all happened on a tiny, nondescript island in the Fujian province of China, and the China National Nuclear Corporation, the CNNC, is building these two mysterious nuclear reactors that are drawing plenty of international attention and concern. The reactors, which are scheduled to power up in 2023 and 2026, are both a type of reactor called the China Fast Reactor 600. That's CFR 600 if you want to look it up. This kind of reactor is a breeder reactor, meaning that when the nuclear reaction creates and generates more fuel than it uses, that's what's got the scientists from around the world scratching their heads. The goal with most nuclear power plants is to use as much of the fuel up as possible when you're generating power, not make more. That's especially true when the reactor produces plutonium, which is easy to turn into nuclear weapons. The CFR 600 is a sodium-cooled fast neutron reactor, which means instead of using water, like most of the world's working nuclear power plants, it's cooled by liquid sodium, which is a much broader temperature range and less interactivity than water. And the fast neutrons have more natural energy than the alternative thermal neutrons, which must be held in a temperature-controlled medium in order to act. Fast reactors like China is proposing that can produce fuel for nuclear weapons don't require this medium. Inside the CFR 600 is a fuel called mixed oxide, or MOX, M-O-X, which is made from nuclear waste plutonium and depleted uranium. It's the next step in the process China started in 2003 with the design of the China Experimental Fast Reactor, CEFR, which is involved in some of their other new plants. Each of the two CFR 600s, the fast reactors, will produce 1,500 MWT and 600 MWE of energy. The problem is, the fast reactor uses more uranium, which is why the nuclear scientists moved away from it decades ago, due to the high cost of uranium fuel. So why then is China building these breeder reactors in addition to its large portfolio of light water-cooled reactors, which was the CEFR reactors, the traditional kind which most of the world's plants rely on? Here's where the situation gets even more complicated. In a new paper, experts from the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, the NPEC, say that with the amount of weapons-grade plutonium the fast reactors will make, China could have 1,270 nuclear warheads by 2030. That's as many as the United States has in its intercontinental ballistic missile arsenal. That's the ICBM missile. The two recent former U.S. Assistant Secretaries of State for the International Security and Nonproliferation, who wrote the new paper, urge all the world governments to confront the Chinese government about what the reactors mean for China's weapons program. They quote, "In our view, at the very least, it's time for leaders from around the Pacific Rim to engage with each other diplomatically, as this report recommends, about whether it is really a good idea for such an important, dynamic, and prosperous area of the world to further entangle itself with the production of additional tons and tons of the world's most dangerous material, or instead seek a better alternative. Instead of engaging in dialogue, the experts say China has made its nuclear program more and more okay. They want to hide it. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea all report the state of their civil plutonium, meaning not used in weaponry, to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. And the report urges China to do the same, because it hasn't. China hasn't reported anything since 2017.
Now, Bugsy.
Yes.
You also had something. What is China planning on doing? Putting mirrors in outer space to have three new moons?
Yeah, China's, that's coming up. That's coming up next month. Yeah. I wasn't actually going to address that now, but we can sure do it.
Go ahead.
China is going to launch three artificial moons in space by 2022. Of course, that's next year. These are to be put into orbit within 500 kilometers from Earth. The illumination intensity is expected to be 8 times that of the regular moon that we see.
What does that mean? Are the Chinese people going to get radiated, or the whole planet get more radiation?
Well, it actually does not address any radiation issues at this point, probably because, they haven't even, launched them or tried to place them in space.
Okay, question. Now, they're talking about three different moons up there that they're going to put into effect. What is the...
Well, they're actually three huge mirrors, and they're going to divide the 360-degree orbital plane, and they're going to illuminate 24 hours continuously. They're going to, of course, reflect sunlight,
which is what
our moon does. Right. The reflected sunlight can cover an area of 3,600 square kilometers to 6,400, and the illumination intensity is expected to be 8 times that of the regular moonlight. So yeah, there's an 8 time brightness to this.
What's their purpose in doing it?
Well, besides the concerns, of the man-made moonlight, that'll interrupt the normal day-night cycle of animals and plants, the light intensity and illumination time can be adjusted, and the accuracy can be controlled within scores of meters. So when a man-made moon is orbiting, people can only see a bright star in the sky.
In other words, it's this New World Order's way of bringing more harm to the human race.
Well, there's definitely some concern at this point because, you know, they're not even up there yet.
It's unbelievable, the world that we're living in, and we have a government that allows them to do this. Now,
it goes right along with this bubble burst because, I mean, if you think about it, this is going to reflect off of the sun, and it's Revelation 16:8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. All I know is people need to be praying. We need to be on our knees praying
against the enemy, period.
Yep.
Now, Otis Johnson told me before his death, he said that sometime between 2022 into 2021, he says in 2025, that there were two planets going to hit planet Earth and they couldn't stop them. They couldn't take their saucers out there and put a little mini rocket on it and divert them like they've done some other meteors. He said they're coming in too fast. They just come in. Now, they've seen this in CERN, the super collider out of Switzerland, that were able to look into space-time. To alien technology. Now, he also said before 2025 that a big ball of fire six times the size of the Earth would smack Earth and be the end of us. Now, how does God destroy the Earth? With fire. This time, it's been flood in the past, it's fire this time, and he said he's going to make a new heaven and a new Earth. I believe that. I believe we're going to, the ones that are in tune with him and him in tune with you, having the Holy Spirit in you, you'll be able to survive it if you get to that far. He'll take you off of here. And I think a lot of us, he may leave us to the very end to keep blowing the whistle from the rooftops. That's what the watchmen do. That's what I am, a watchman. That's what, and I say a watchman, an appointed watchman, just collar and scream, just like Charlene and Bugsy and other people yelling and screaming from the rooftops. Those are the patriotic Americans out here. Many of them, most of them are Christian. And they believe in don't take the vaccination. Because it does have the mark of the beast in it. And it will melt your immune system down. And it will kill you based on all that scientists and doctors are reporting on. Within 5 years, your immune system is cooked. Look how many people are dead. An estimated 1.5 million who have taken the vaccination are now dead in America? I mean, we got some serious numbers out here. And they're saying, oh, only 60% of the people are vaccinated. I don't think they even got 50% vaccinated. They may have because there's a lot of stupid people out here and they don't believe in Christ and they don't believe in God. They just believe in themselves. And that's the problem that we have. And the others follow the wicked ones. So, where are we at, Charlene? Where are we at, Bugsy, with this bigger picture, in your opinion?
Well, even if people have taken that vaccination, they're calling it a vaccine, it's something that's not good. I call it, you know, a kill shot, because eventually, whoever takes it, they're going to die from some type of problem that thing causes. But you can boost your immune system with the spirulina and it will get the radiation. It's saying that it does so many good things that it will actually heal your organs. And if you have vision problems, and I have a vision disability, the spirulina is full of zeaxanthin and a type of lutein. So that will actually kill parasites around your eyes. It will help to heal your your retina, and it can correct your vision. And since I've been taking it, my vision has changed, and hopefully I'll be able to keep my driver's license for a little longer, because I have a vision disability, and I'm right on the borderline of getting my license taken away by DMV. So my eyes have gotten better since I've been taking it. But this spirulina will help to heal your organs if you have ever been a heavy drinker in your life. The spirulina can help to correct the damage that alcohol has caused. It will get radiation out of your body. It can heal your organs, and your eyes are organs. So this stuff is amazing.
It's called spirulina.
Yes.
They sell it at different places. Walmart's got the Spring Valley 400 milligrams I got for $5.
Right. And I got some off of Amazon. It's called Nail. And it's 500 milligrams. It was 200 pills for a little over $13. And I feel so much better. I have been getting up in the morning. Now, I've gone from being bedridden in 2016 and very sick up until now. And I found out about the, it's basically called Bio Superfood, some people call it. You can find it under Bio Superfood. You can find it under Spirulina and Corolla. But I have been jumping up in the mornings and running a half a mile, and I'm feeling so much better. So I was dying. I got the smart meter out of my home, and I started taking anything and everything I could find to try to make me well, to get better. And this is the only thing so far that has helped me.
Now, I'm taking the spirulina. You turned me on to it. You turned me on the fact that, you know, hey, a smart meter, I forgot that they installed in these units out of nowhere, in all of them, probably because I moved in. Anyway, they've been in there a year, and it took right at about 9-10 months to run me, to get me to where I'm just radiated, folks. I mean, I'll put a picture up, a couple pictures of evidence. I showed my legs. You saw them, Charlene, Bugsy, and I text them to you. But I'll put those up with this radio show where you can see I took a dustpan full of skin all over my floor. I got laminated hardwood floors in this little cheap hellhole I live in. Anyway, I swept it up in a pile. And you can see all the skin. That's just from one day, folks. This goes on day after day after day with me. The smart meter's coming out of here this week. If I have to go pull it out myself, it's coming out. I'm not going to be radiated any longer. And they're not going to monitor me through my smart meter any longer. The game's going to stop.
Yes, and look, in Virginia, where I live, you have an option. You have an option to opt out. But they will tell you, oh, you'll have to pay more each month, and you'll have to do... you have to sign this paper saying, well, I did what I had to do to get it out of here and get the analog meter. Well, this month, my light bill is $5.70. I've gone back to the old analog meter, and it says on the meter, opt-out. And so it's wonderful. I've got incandescent lights. I do not use the LED because of my vision disability. When I was using those, I couldn't hardly stand to stay in my kitchen with the fluorescent or LED light on because it hurt my eyes so bad, and I was getting so sick I didn't know why. But between the smart meter and the LED and the anything like that was causing me to have seizures. It was making my head hurt. It was making my eyes hurt. I had to get the smart meter out of here. So look in your state. It's easy enough to just Google search it to opt out of a smart meter. And sometimes they will tell you, oh, you don't have a smart meter. Well, if that meter has a way to communicate from the road, then you have a smart meter. Now, they have to come now, and they have to read my meter every month. And a smart meter, like I had before, they kept telling me, oh, you don't have a smart meter. I said, I want to update this meter. I want to update. And they kept telling me, oh, you don't have one. Well, because it had a little dial, well, it was still considered a smart meter.
Now
and I was very sick from it. So even though it had a dial, it wasn't digital numbers. They said, oh, if it's digital numbers, then it's a smart meter. No, they're lying. Some states and some power companies have the dial on it, and it looks just like an old analog meter. It is a smart meter. It will tell them when you're using a hairdryer or when your refrigerator comes on. It still reports back. It still communicates. They do not have to come to your property to read your meter because it's all set up on the internet, and you would never think that it was a smart meter. It looks like it's analog. Well, I found out that I had a smart meter that looked like old analog, and I said, I want to update, and I did, and they brought the update meter here, and I started feeling better.
Now, you're not being rated. I called my power company here. Let me give you an example, folks. What they told me,
this conversation being recorded on December 20th, 2021, Evergy Energy, that's the electric company, tell them to pull their smart meters, and then call them 816-471-5275. This is December 20th, 2021, and it is 2:30 p.m.
Expect delayed restoration time. Visit www.evergy.com/app for more information. Si prefieres hablar en español, por favor diga español. Please tell me in detail how I can help you.
I need to speak to somebody.
Okay, now, Charlene?
Yeah.
I'm going to continue, like, because I played with this robot that sits asking, sends you in circles for quite a few minutes before I get a live person.
Please tell me the reason for your call.
I need to pay the
meter. That was terrible.
So, anyway, I finally get the gal on the phone. Let me see if I can move this up here where people can hear it, okay, and actually hear me telling her, and she told me $150, which is a violation of state laws. Let me see if I can play it here, if I'm up far enough. This is me screaming back at this little robot.
Give me a call.
Would you like to schedule your stop service request?
You want to stop your service request? Stop service. I'm not trying to stop my service. Now, I played with this for 3.5 minutes before they finally hooked me up to somebody. So here, I want you to hear what they have to say.
Your call may be recorded.
I read the law to them over the phone, folks, and they're still telling me $150.
Do you have the account number in front of you?
Monique was her name.
I do. How can I help you?
Okay, you see,
yes, I do.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, just to better assist you. Let me get a little more order in the call.
Okay.
Can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 1000 Grove Lane, number 19. And my account number, if you want the account number, it's 42.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Here's the.
What are the last 4 digits of your social, sir?
You guys put in, can you tell me where you put the smart meters in out here?
Can you verify the last 4 of your social for me?
27, 26.
All right, give me just a moment here. Is your email still contact at stuwebb.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a look here.
I think you changed out the whole complex at the same time.
Charlene, I am here.
Okay. So it looks like this year we changed the meter.
What date was it?
February 1st.
February 1st? Okay, here's what I want. I want the smart meter taken out of my house. And I want a regular meter put back in, the analog meter. And the reason is I have radiation poisoning. I was at the hospital this past week. The skin is falling off my body. And they're saying I got radiation poisoning. And I'm taking spirulina for it, which is reducing the radiation. But my blood pressure's off the charts. It's running around 160. It's been this way for about 2 months, and I couldn't figure out what it was. Okay? And I have another appointment this week to be tested for radiation itself. Now, the first regular session, House Bill number 1175, the 98th General Assembly, introduced by Representative Umar, and it says an act. The amendment chapter 386 revised statutes Missouri by adding thereto one new section relating to the use of a smart meter with a penalty provision. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Missouri as follows. Section A, chapter 386 revised statutes Missouri amendment by adding therefore one new section to be.
Okay, folks, now, I read the whole thing.
Sorry to say, if you agree to do it, I won't file suit against you. But if you don't do it, I'm going to add you to that suit. I will get a court order tomorrow by a federal judge for you to pull the meter. And this is a recorded conversation, ma'am.
So, as it pertains to the swap out for the smart meter, that is definitely an option for Missouri customers.
Yes, it is.
It is a
$150 fee.
Okay, folks, you heard her. She said $150 fee to pull the smart meter. That's against the it's against Missouri revised statutes. It's against the law.
It's against the law in most states, yes, for them to charge.
They cannot charge. I read it earlier, and I'll read it once again. They cannot charge you.
You have the right and the option to opt out.
That's correct. Now, I'll be putting a copy of that revised statutes, folks, Missouri revised statutes, underneath this radio program that will be up soon. Now, Charlene.
Each state has their own opt out, I believe, because they cannot make you take a smart meter. They cannot make you use that because it's monitoring you.
It's like taking the vaccination, folks, having a smart meter. I mean, the world that we're living in today of electronics is so far off the charts. You almost have to be walking around in a lead suit. That's how bad it is. Charlene.
We're bathing in radiation and EMFs, so the only way to get the mess out of your body is to detox, and the best thing anybody can use is the spirulina. It gets the radiation in, and it is called bio superfood because it is the it's the perfect thing to build the immune system. There's nothing else like it.
Really. You know, Charlene, I don't understand why we're allowing our government officials and other government officials to kill the planet. I mean, I don't understand what's the matter with the human race. As an example, folks, we got Fukushima. That power plant is still melting over there. It's contaminated the whole Pacific. They have spots in the Pacific where they're taking satellites and see the bottom of the ocean now because it's eating everything up. My father was a nuclear expert. He taught at Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory, taught bill inspectors on how to do their job. He was a heavyweight at Bendix Corporation. They made toys for the government. He never revealed to me what they made. Over the years, Spooks told me what they made. And here's what I'm telling you. My father told me, he says, when Fukushima, I was showing him stuff, how it's melting all the, or contaminating the fish, contaminating the west coast of the United States. He says all they have to do is to stop the contamination is to seal it up with concrete. Seal it with concrete, folks, and this could stop. Why isn't the Japan government sealing up the power plant with concrete? The governments of the world know how to do that. They did it in Chernobyl. That's how they sealed up the radiation from the power plant.
That's right.
I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of airheads. And we need to do something about it, us respectively, the human race.
Yeah, it's still leaking. They don't care that it's leaking. They
want it to leak. They want to contaminate the kill zone. Now, here's the point. We have power. We have like a missile. We have a cannon. We've got it. Silent deadly toys like Zip on my internet site on amazing1.com. We have different toys that we could use. The most powerful toy we have to put stop to things is Jesus Christ and His Word. If people would go in prayer daily for the planet and to stop all this nonsense and to show the wickedness and to stop the wickedness, this stuff would be coming to an end. Am I correct about that, Charlene? You believe in God and Jesus and Bugsy?
Yes, sir, you are. There's nothing stronger than the power of prayer.
And I don't want to sound like a preacher here, but good Lord. I mean, it's getting off the charts with everybody. Everybody's complaining about this stuff. Not only the radiation, but they're complaining about everything else being targeted. People's phones, they turn on their phones, or they got their phones on, and they're killing their volume when the phone doesn't ring like me. They do play it that way with me all the time. I have to turn it back on all the time. Other people report it. Now, is there anything you want to add, Charlene or Bugsy? Because we've got an hour and 12 minutes here right now.
Gotcha. Thanks again for having me on, Stu. And I guess just get the word out. Just spread the word on everything that you heard today.
There you go. You got anything to say, Charlene?
Yes. There is one other thing that you can do if you have got sick from this stuff, or even if you want to avoid getting sick, go to the Earthing Movie on YouTube. His name is Clint Ober. It is an hour, 15 minutes long, and 33 seconds. He explains that putting your feet on the ground, or getting a grounding mat, or you can just pull a ground bar into your house and lay on it, and you will ground your body. And grounding your body will actually heal your organs. Now, there was a man who was paralyzed, and he heard about grounding. And what he did was, he told his family, he said, I want to ground. I want to ground pin, and I want to bring a wire in through my window so I can lay on it in my bed. Well, they said that he would never walk again. He laid on that ground wire, and within a year, that man was up and walking around because the grounding healed his spine.
I might add something on that because there's a lot of truth to it, because I had a helicopter over me up in Hastings, Nebraska several times. It got knocked out of the air, folks. I can't get into it, but let me put it this way. It was shooting me and it was shooting down the street, Otis Johnson Super Spook, and I made a phone call and it happened to be that somebody took it out of the air. And it was a foreign entity that took it out of the air. Just because I said, complaining that I was being harmed. They think the Blackwater boys and their four Israelis, Mossad, this happened in 2010. They think I owe them $3.5 million for that Blackwater helicopter. And they tried to assassinate me several times since in car crashes and stocks. I guess they're mad at me over that. I point to part of that. But it was the point. I was being poked, knocked to my knees. They were hitting me hard. with whatever it was, he'd fly over me and knock me on my knees and fly over Otis, knock him on his knees, fly back over to the house I was working on down the street a mile. And it went on for several days. And finally, they got put out of business. And Otis was like, oh, my God. And then later, they claimed it was a mechanical failure, as Homeland Security claimed it. It was all over the news, witnesses, blown out of the air, missile, the whole bit. French intelligence took care of the problem. Now, I got radiated. Whatever they were doing to me knocked, maybe not radiated, but it knocked my body frequency out of whack. Because I had a subcontractor, roofer, Mexican, that knew his stuff, and he brings me a meter, an old meter, and he hooks me up to it. And my he hooked it up to him, and it was reading, and he had a 14 a rating. The worker he had over there had a 16, around 16. Mine was shooting from 110 to 0.000999 or something. And it was kept bouncing up and down. He goes, man, your body's out of frequency. Well, it happens to be I was in Kansas City a few days later, and I had a brother that was in the medical profession, a radiologist, and he hooked a meter up to me. And it's a pain meter. Matter of fact, I got it right here. It shoots electromagnetic at you, and it will put your body, it will take away pain in certain areas, as an example, and so forth. Well, I used that little meter. It cost him, I think, about $1,200 at one time, and he had two of them. He had two of them. This one is called a 300, and it's a EMPI, and it reads, it sends out a frequency out of the thing. You hook it up, you put it on your belt, and you got these little electrodes you put on wherever your pain is. He says, Stu, come over and sit down. I showed him on the ohm meter, what it was doing to my body. You put one lead in one hand and one in the other, and you set it on a certain thing. I forgot what it was, and it would show you. And he says, oh, my God. He says, sit down here. So he got this meter out, or this little toy out. He says, try this on your wrist for a couple minutes and see if this puts your body back in frequency. So he cranked up. He says, that hurt? And I said, yeah, I can feel it a little bit. And he says, well, that's about where you'd want it then. Where you feel it? After about a minute and a half, I nearly passed out sitting on his couch. I threw it down. I said, Steve, I'm sick. I'm seeing stars. I'm getting dizzy. He says, lay down. Lay down. I went and got a washcloth, wet washcloth or something. He says, how you feeling? And he was trying to take care of me and stuff. And I finally, after an hour, I got up and I felt like I was sick. And the whole bit, well, I got the old meter back out and I checked my body. And I was bouncing then from about 49 to about 6. It changed me. I couldn't use it again for 24 hours. I did it again. Finally, I got my frequency down there around the 14 mark. But it took several times to do that. They have that technology to hit you and to blow you out of the saddle, folks. And you never know what happened. Now, a nurse friend of mine said, Stu, go out, put your feet on the ground. Bare ground. Get them on the bare ground. I did that, folks. Got them on the bare ground. And it helped 100%. I'd go out daily and spend 5 to 10 minutes putting my feet on the bare ground. That helps you get your body back in frequency if it's knocked out. And we're all living in a world where our frequencies are fluctuating, I have found out. Now.
Well, now with everything that they're spraying, I would never go outside and put my bare feet on the ground ever again, because the last time I did it, the bottom of my feet were itching and burning, and I know it's got to be from the junk that they're spraying in the air. So the only way that I can ground now is to lay on my copper wire in my bed, and I've got a pair of shoes that I can ground. I've got those grounded, and it works. You can ground your shoes. And so I was determined to stay grounded all the time, because it was the only way that I could actually stand up. I was being hurt so bad by the smart meter and the phone and everything else that I would have to hold on to the wall to just walk around. And once I grounded my shoes, I ran copper wire, I took my drill, and I drilled holes in the bottom of my tennis shoes, and then I took copper wire and wrapped it all the way through, and I twisted it, and then I put the little padding back down in my shoe, so I was actually standing on the copper wire, and the wire was on the ground when I was walking, but my foot was right above the copper wire on the padding in the shoe. So that's how I glued my shoes, and I could actually get up and walk around without falling around and being hurt so bad. It cut that in half. And then I realized that I needed to block off what was flying through the air, and it was actually coming from my aglets. So when I once I put those aglet covers in, which it's called a childproofing your sockets, your aglets, it stops it. So this is coming from, a lot of it's coming from dirty electricity, and then, so you've got the dirty electricity, and you've got the radiation, and then you've got the human body communication. So if you've ever been sick as a child, where they said, well, we're just going to monitor you for a while, well, when a doctor says that, or if mental health says that, then you are being monitored by human body communication, which makes you a targeted individual. That's what happened to my brother. He was diagnosed with cancer when he was 6 years old. And I believe that they killed my brother with this human body communication. And I will always believe that they killed my grandmother at 58 years old. The same thing.
And I believe you, because I've heard the stories about it, and I've heard where your bloodline is and coming out of the royal family, etc. Now, Charlene, I know you believe in Christ. Would you take it to him for a minute and let's end it?
Yes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven and earth. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debts, and deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Charlene, thank you very much for doing the show. And Bugsy, thank you very much.
Both of you. But thank you, Stu. Thank you. If people needed to know, and if you're targeted, I'm so sorry. Get your smart meter out of your home or out of your apartment, wherever you are. You have rights. You have the right to not be monitored and radiated. You have that right. You're a human being. You have rights as a human being.
Now, I'm going to be putting up the links, Bugsy, on that power plant that you're talking about. They're building over there in China that I've got the links on that you two have sent me. And I'll hook up the links on the smart meter as well. And the law reading in Missouri, where people need to take a look at the laws in their own state. Any last words? Any last words, either one of you?
No, I think we've covered it all for right now. Oh, and another thing, you can flip your breakers. Turn your breakers off if you're waiting to get that smart meter out of your home. Turn the breakers off on things that you're not using. There's been times that when I go to bed at night, I would turn my refrigerator up really high during the day, and then I would flip that breaker to the refrigerator all night long, and then get up the next morning and flip the breaker back on. The refrigerator stays cold while you're sleeping. Nobody's opening the doors and things like that. So, but there's been times that I was able to turn that breaker off to my refrigerator, but a good 2 months, because I could eat out of cans and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. There was food that I could have here that did not require the refrigerator. And actually, I ate healthier. So,
but you had to go through all this to learn that it was the smart meter is what your problem was.
Exactly.
Yep. There we go. Okay. So we know what the problem is. We know how to opt out of it, folks. If you haven't done it, you better do it. I'm doing it because it's a very, very serious condition. And I thank Charlene for her saving my life with the radiation. And I thank Amber, the nurse, for saving my life with vitamin D, which the doctors called psoriasis. And with that said, thank you both for being on with me. We'll do it again.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.